Thank you for the invitation and for your interest, telling you something about the hunting system in Germany. Mr. Toni Hirvonen, a hunting friend of mine, asked me for that. I know Toni Hirvonen for more than 10 years. He was once a time in Germany to make 1 year a practicum in our area for learning the hunting system and how to we are hunting. And so I'm standing here now. At first, I must say sorry about my really bad English. I only learned it in school for 40 years ago. And the only I do, I'm working in the forest and screaming to my dog and to my family when I come home. But I believe hunters on all over the world understand each other in Kazakhstan without speaking English or Russians or some language. So I'm sure you can maybe understand me. If not, we will translate it. First, my name is Eric Kaiser. I'm 50 years old, and I'm going for hunting since 50 years. At first, I stay in the backpacker of my father with 1 year, and I start to hate hunting the first 10 years. But then it becomes more and more interesting, and I was sure I want to be a professional hunter. But my father, professional hunter too in Austria, telling me I must learn something right. So I go to university and learning forestry. And the first 10 years of my profession was forest keeper in the south of the Germany, especially in the Black Forest. Then after these 10 years, I became professional hunter as well. By an education during 3 years. The first year is only school, hunting school, and then we are 2 years in different areas to learning the hunting active. So I'm professional hunter in Germany and also reporter of the biggest hunting magazines in Germany. We have there the German hunting magazine, Wild and Dog, Hunting Worldwide, Wild Dogs, and some more. My job is looking since 20 years for different areas in Germany, Austria, and Spain. My main job is to take care of a rented area in the south of Germany, rented from a community. Community, it's normal, they are leasing their areas. This area is only 1,500 hectares. Since this year's on, it becomes 2,000 hectares, and I know thank you very much. And I know 1,500 or 2,000 hectares here in Finland is only a garden around the house, but in Germany is a very good hunting property. We have soft mountains, hills, valleys. Mostly we have oak and beech trees, but also some conifers. There are not much cornfields, but we have one-third of the area grass grounds. So you can believe there is a lot of damage of wild boars, the population of wild boars growing up and growing up. The area is cutted and disturbed by roads, a small highway, small town, villages, farmer house, and the people using the nature of many kind of way, especially horse riding, walking with the dogs, making sports in the forest. By night, they making mountain bike experience and so on. The hunting in our area, we are hunting nearly whole the year. Yes, we have preserve times and hunting seasons as well as in Finland or all over the world. Especially we're hunting of red deers. The young ones, 1 year old, we are hunting in spring. The stags in autumn and especially in rutting season. And the females mostly by driven hunt. The roe deers, box and 1 year old females, we are hunting in spring. Box and in rutting seasons, especially calling them. The females by driven hunt and by stalking and sitting on high seas, especially in the time before Christmas times, because we can sell the meat, they are very expensive. Then wild boar, it's the most important animal in Germany for hunters. We're making two driven hunt of wild boars, also for the female roe deers and red deers. And whole the year on the fields, the wild boars making a damage. but then not females, especially the young ones, 1 or 2 years old. We also have mouflons, wild sheep, some fallow deers, not much, and then the low-game badgers, foxes, martens, hares, several birds, and so on. What we also do are seminars for young hunters, people from the administration, landowners, with active hunting. Last year we shot on 1,500 hectares, 40 red deers, 20 mouflons, 100 roe deers, and 240 wild boars on 1,500 hectares. That's unbelievable. And you see to the series of number what's possible by selling the meat if you're selling it by yourself. If you're marketing by butchers or by a trader, maybe you only have 10,000 to 15,000 euros. So it's better you produce sausages, ham, and so on from your meat. The result is you can't make money by hunting if you rent an area. The communities always leasing their country to hunters, but those are leasers don't want to make money. They only want to hunt. So there is no money for making. But now in the future, less and less hunters want to care on the honors to say, yes, you are paying the money, you must look for the hunting area. In Germany, normally, if you rent an area, you are the idiot of all the people. You are always the angry boy. So we have, let me say some words about the system in Germany of the four different owners of the properties. At first, we have the federal territories, the administration of whole the country of Germany. Then we have the territories of several state departments, the territories of the communities, and the private properties. The federal, the state department, and the private properties in the past hunting by their own. But now it's too expensive for these parts to hunt by their own. They have their personnel, there is the forest keepers, the woodcutter, the administrators, and so they want to make money. They're selling now hunting events. They are leasing small areas for making money. And for example, on a neighbor of us, this is a state department, they're making hunting events. Such a hunting event looks like maybe a driven hunt. They're meeting in the morning, maybe one hunters, paying 110 euros. 10 euros is for the dog, for the coffee and the soup. They're making two drives, and after that, they're making five events, 5 weekends or 5 days. And the income is 100 hunters, 100 euros per place for hunting, 5 events, it's 50,000 euros. But the result is maybe 10 to 20 animals, not per hunt, per 5 events. And so you can imagine this system is not going long good. Maybe some hunters of Netherlands or Belgium go there, but then they stop. 500 hunters shooting 10 to 20 animals makes no sense. So the private property do it better. They have better properties. They are better organized than the federal system. Maybe also a neighbor of us making a driven hunt, 60 hunters, and the place costs not 100 euros, but 500 euros. So you have an income for 30,000 euros. Organization, dogs, food, minus 5,000 euros, and they shoot 60 to 80, 100 animal per event. They're making 2 events in the year, 2 times on the area, and they're making another event, roebuck hunting event, red deer hunting event, even females in winter event, and they're selling the meat by themselves. And so you can see what the result is. Maybe one, it's only an example, 130,000 euros per day on this area. They make a lot of money, and the forest keepers and the personnel hunting by themselves also. Not so much, but they are hunting. And so I see a chance for Finland, not losing the tradition, working together with hunting clubs, with landowners, with organizers of hunting events. There is plus the income for hotels, for infrastructure, restaurants, sightseeing, program for ladies and families, and meat for the inhabitants and for the landowners. If I want to go to a foreign country for hunting, I want to take with me my family, I want to hunt, I want the original hunt of this country, and when I pay for this, I want to be successful. I want the trophy, I want to eat the meat I shot, and I want with the inhabitants sitting on one table. So, I have some pictures prepared for you, only from our area. That's the house I'm living. Here in the background you see the landscape I'm coming from. There's the cars where we're sitting by hunting events. The slaughter room. There we make the party after the hunt. It's very traditional with fireplace. Working at the office. You see some parts of area are very rough. Here the damages of the grass grounds. Here feeding places, not feeding grass grounds. And you see what the animal can eat on these special places. Hunting from high seats is very traditional in Germany. That's the land of high seats, I know. That's a trophy you can sell. If you sell this trophy and the hunt of this trophy, you can earn a lot of money. It's one of the best red deer we ever shot. That's a seminar of young hunters. I showed them how to hunt, how to prepare the area for good hunting, how to calling roebucks, how to slaughter the animals, how to marketing the meat, and more other things. Another seminar in the winter time. Also, you can selling the females here. That's in a picture from south of Spain. You know, Montería, they have unbelievable a population of animals. That's my wife, trophy hunting. That's a picture from south of France. They make a good business there in roebuck hunting. It's very, very cheap, not as expensive as Hungary or south of Spain. And there's some pictures of the camera outside in the forest of our area. You see here the rutting season of red deers. And so the video cameras are very interesting in the forest. They try to forbid it in Germany, but now it's allowed again because you can choose your animals. You really see, is this animal old enough? How many animals of red deers I have on this place? How big is the population? Is there any wounded animal? And so on. Some hunters ask me, oh, you shot a lot of wild boars. No, this is a feeding place of wild boars. You see the mother standing behind, the high seat in the background, and the small ones, not dead. They are sleeping on the feeding place by daylight. And we protect the wild boars in the forest. We are not allowed to feed so much. That's a stupid rule, because if you're feeding the wild boars in the forest and leave them alone and hunting very strange on the damaged fields, then the world is going okay. This is an old stag we shot last year. And this is our best stag we have in the area. We shot it this year. Then the roads, you see, we have a lot of problems with the roads. Accidents, especially with wild boars. For rodeo, we have the blue reflectors, and they function really good, but only those who make their stream forward, not backward. And you know this ugly Finnish hunter on the right? That's my friend Tony Hirvonen. This was in the time he visited me in Germany, and this guy is always on the lucky side, and he is a good hunter. And that you can produce from bushmeat. On the left is the sausages of wild boar, and that's the rolled on with ham and onions inside of the red deers. It tastes very, very good, and you know where the meat is coming from. That's my boss by mufflon hunting, my son rodeo hunting. That is one what I like if your family is hunting with you. And the child going in school and telling their colleagues, yes, I'm a hunter. And they ask, what you are? Yes, I'm killing my own meat. And my father is a professional hunter. And I shot it. You can't believe how many childs want to be hunter after that. And the friends of my son show them the pictures. Whole the class want to become hunters if they are informed. Bow hunting, also interesting. Germany is not allowed. Here a picture from south of France. On this place you can take your family, and then your wife not say, oh, always you are go hunting. She can lying on the pool. She is side by side me if we are hunting, and now she starts to hunt by herself. Next thing, Africa. And you pay a lot of money if you can do that. I want to make holiday with my family. Want to shoot some trophies. Eat the meat of these animals. And then for all the work I have in my life, that's the result. I can cool down and be happy.
Yes, maybe one question about you have a new area, about 2,000 hectares. But how many high seats? How much do you have fields for the prepared for the game and etc.? Some total amounts of this kind of activity.
Yes, it's an unbelievable number. It makes a lot of work. As I say, Germany is the land of high seeds. So we have on each interesting place a high seed. Maybe on this area, round about 50 high seeds for hunting from the seed. But then we have for driven hunts, I say, of this 1,500 hectare, we are making two driven hunts with 70 to 80 hunters, especially two drive. 80 multiplied to 160, so we have for two driven hunts more or less 300 places, small high seats for the driven hunt. And we must clean the area to able to shoot correctly, to see the animal, to look for the animal, is this animal the right one, and for shoot on the next place. So we must do clean these areas each year from the bushes, from the grass, and also the high seats we repaired and building new every year. So it makes a lot of work. We have places where we put out salt. On each high seat there is a place of salt. On nearly each high seat there is a grass ground we prepared especially for the animals so that the animals come out of the forest on these special places to get food.
Okay, we have one more question here.
My name is Jukka Bisi, and Klaus Ekman asked in his speech that, or not asked, but told us that what is the economical value of Finnish hunting? And have you estimated in German that how big is the economic value in total in German?
Have no, you seen no, no, I have no numbers for that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you for a nice presentation. My name is Vesa Ruusila. How does the local community feel about your hunting activities and what is your kind of connection with them? Do they feel it brings activity and money for the locals also, or how do you correspond
yes,
with them?
Yes, the prices for the community's areas is different. There are more or less interesting communities, territories. So it's possible you pay for 1 hectare 1 euro, or especially to look for the damage and pay nothing. If the community area is it's famous and has a lot of animals, not so much problems with damages in the forest and in the fields, it's possible that you pay 200 euros per hectare, 200, instead of 1 euro, 200 euros. Or you have a neighbor. Our neighbor is paying a lot because he say, yes, beside the area of the German hunting magazine is very interesting, but we have another neighbor, we're paying more because this is a very populated hunting area with a lot of animals inside. You must look for, especially if you're paying much or less, you must a good order with the farmers. If the wild boars destroy everything, it gets trouble. That's normal. You can't say, no, no, I pay a lot. Damages, I'm not interesting. Also the damage in the forest. We are paying some euros per hectare for the protecting of the damages in the forest. Also, we have no damages in the forest, not eating the bark, not eating the plants by roe deers. It's only under 2%. And so we have a good relationship with the community. We also local the people who are using the nature too, the horse riders. We are closing some areas, especially for the animals. But the people want to go out in the forest, and that's also a part of our work to localize them.
Thank you, Eric. Great presentation.
Thank you, too.